Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
And not only is she a books commentator, she is today, once again, an author.
Yes.
You've been working for a long time on, I guess it's your third children's book, but it's the second in a series.
Yes. This is the second in the Sarah O'Shea series. And this time she goes to the beach, she and her dog, Claude, and they learn that the beach is more than just sand and sea. And they learn a little bit about conservation and taking care of the critters that live in the sand and right at the tide line. So and it's a fun book.
The title of the book is Sarah O'Shea and the Wacky Faucet.
Yes.
And the first book in that in what now will be a series was Sarah O'Shea and the Scary Hair.
Yes.
Of Sarah O'Shea.
That's right.
Yeah.
And Sarah's hair probably is a little bit of a part in here, but mostly it's about the ocean and the beach and the little critters that live there and how to protect them.
And Sarah is a beautiful little girl with rather wild red hair.
It is uncontrollable completely. And she finally comes to terms with that.
Yeah, this is, and I'm looking at a copy of the book here, and it's beautifully illustrated, as was the first one. This is a book, I would guess, for children five or six, thereabouts. What would you say?
They could be read to at that age. A lot of little kindergarten kids and first grade kids like it, but by third grade, they could read it themselves.
But for that age child, early elementary years, how did you get into writing children's books, or what inspired you to write children's books?
I was a kindergarten teacher for about half a century, it seems, and I had lots of natural material.
Right.
The little kids had so many little just stories just that came out of their actual behavior. But this particular name of this kid, I had a little girl named Sarah, and her mother was a judge, and she came to me before school started one year, and she said, I really need to apologize. And I said, why? And she said, you're getting Sarah. And it's like, uh-oh. Well, Sarah was a total delight. She was an absolute charming child, beautiful, smart, very precocious. But she decided that she would be my fashion consultant for the year. And she was always telling me, Miss Felt, the hair's not working for you today. Why don't you try it up tomorrow?
Wow.
And it's like, so I just had to use her. Because she was such a hoot to have.
We're talking with Sharon Felt, our regular books commentator from Sulphur Springs, but Sharon has now published her third children's book, but second in the Sarah O'Shea series, and it's Sarah O'Shea and the Wacky Faucet. So you are trying to impart a bit of a message with
yes,
this book.
Yes. As a kindergarten teacher, you always try to incorporate some learning along with everything you do, whether it's, you know, sitting the kids down for lunch and showing them how to open a milk carton or telling a story, but it always has to have a lesson in it. So I guess that's just ingrained in me as a teacher. So she learns how to take care of the little animals on the beach and imparts that wisdom to the beachgoers and sunbathers that are there too. So
these days, how do you market a children's book?
That is the biggest challenge for me. Because I'm self-published, I don't have a marketing department that comes along with my publisher. So I just have to arrange book signings. I read at libraries. I read at schools. And I try to arrange book signings at different bookstores. And this particular book, The Wacky Faucet, is set where we go to the beach every year. We have a beach house that we rent every year and have for 9 or 10 years. And so we've gotten to know a lot of the locals, and I told them, I went to the bookstores in Nags Head and talked to them about my books and told them that this story was set there, and they're going to carry it for me there. So it's just really talking to people that you know and trying to get the word out. I do a lot on Facebook with getting it out, and that's in my website.
And now you're thinking about writing an adult novel, perhaps?
Yes. We love the beach and Nags Head area so much. It's the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And so I'm writing a mystery. And it's set, again, on the beach in Nags Head. But there's a lot more to it. Whereas with the kids' books, I kind of know the material because I lived it. But with this, I'm having to do quite a lot of research. you might have someone reading it that lived in Nag's Head and say, well, that's not right.
Yeah, it has to have the ring of authenticity.
It does.
To it. Yeah.
And so I've got to do a lot more research with this.
So yeah, this is a big vacation that'll be coming up for you.
It is.
Right?
Yeah. It is. Laptop's packed, and so is my printer.
Yeah. We'll make a link to your website so people can see this and buy it.
Great.
For perhaps their children or grandchildren. And Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
The book is Sarah O'Shea and the Wacky Faucet, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.